The window was large, sufficiently elevated, garnished with Venetian blinds, and with a frame in large square panes. Only these large panes were suffering from various wounds, which were both concealed and betrayed by an ingenious paper bandage. And the blinds, dislocated and unpasted, threatened passers-by rather than screened the occupants. The horizontal slats were missing here and there, and had been naively replaced with boards nailed on perpendicularly, so that what began as a blind ended as a shutter. This door, with an unclean, and this window with an honest though dilapidated air, thus beheld on the same house, produced the effect of two incomplete beggars walking side by side, with different miens beneath the same rags, the one having always been a mendicant, and the other having once been a gentleman. The staircase led to a very vast edifice which resembled a shed which had been converted into a house. This edifice had, for its intestinal tube, a long corridor, on which opened to right and left sorts of compartments of varied dimensions, which were inhabitable under stress of circumstances, and rather more like stalls than cells. These chambers received their light from the vague waste grounds in the neighbourhood. All this was dark, disagreeable, wan, melancholy, sepulchral, traversed according as the crevices lay in the roof.